Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
I was engaged to be married once a long time ago, but I decided not to. And instead, I packed all my things up and I traveled by myself to Europe back in 2018. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I traveled by myself solo through about 20 countries for maybe about 9 months. And I did all of it through couch surfing.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us in the studio is Stephanie. And while Nicole is creating her magic and doing makeup and hair for her, I'll be asking her a few questions. Morning, Stephanie. Welcome to the studio. And let's start. And tell us 10 facts about yourself.
I just turned 45. I was born in Malaysia. And I came to Australia when I was 21.
Oh, wow. Long time ago.
Yes. During the Olympics year, the year 2000. I am a single parent. I have one daughter. She's 11. I'm an architect. I run my own design practice. The name of my design practice is 30 Axis.
What is it again?
30 Axis.
It's 30 Axis.
Yep, architectural design practice.
Oh, that's nice. So, what do you do usually? Like, what's your main specialty, or like, what do you design?
I mainly do residential. Mm-hmm. A lot of alterations. Sometimes it's a whole knock down and rebuild a new house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a lot of people want a duplex, so it's kind of a bit of everything. But mainly in the residential area.
Oh, that's interesting. So if someone wants to find you, where they can find you? Do you have a website or Instagram?
I do. So my website is 30axis.com. That's mm-hmm. the number 30, mm-hmm. AXIS.com. And on there, there's a portfolio of all my projects.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if anyone wants an architect, that's where they would find me.
Mm, interesting. So why you decided to become an architect?
I like designing. I originally thought I would do interior design.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I thought about it, I decided to do architecture because I could still do interior design.
Yeah.
As an architect, and it's more diverse. And mainly, a lot of people told me I couldn't do it because at that time, not many females were in architecture.
Ooh.
So I just wanted to be a rebel and prove to people who said I couldn't do it that I could do it.
Yeah. Did you study in Australia?
I started in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. It was a twinning program with Curtin University, mm-hmm. Which is in Perth. And after a certain stage, the students go to Perth to continue the degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I graduated top of my class and I got offered a scholarship to finish my degree, but I didn't want to go to Perth. So I gave it to the next person, and I came to Sydney by myself.
Mm, interesting. So you liked Sydney, and is it your favorite place here in Australia?
I haven't been to Perth, to be honest. I haven't visited all of Australia, but at that time, when I was 21, I thought I wanted something new. Mm-hmm. And Sydney seemed like the biggest city in Australia.
With more opportunities.
Also, I think I had this vision that I wanted an adventure, mm-hmm. Not together with my other classmates who graduated in Malaysia, because they were all going to Perth. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted an adventure on my own.
So you're a true rebel.
I am. And I'll tell you more in a second why I was a true rebel.
Yeah, please do.
I was engaged to be married once a long time ago, but I decided not to. And instead, I packed all my things up and I traveled by myself to Europe back in 2018. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I traveled by myself solo through about 20 countries for maybe about 9 months. And I did all of it through couch surfing. Through couch surfing. So connecting with people in each country and staying with complete strangers.
Oh, wow. So how was this experience?
It was very, very once in a lifetime experience. Mm. It was very eye-opening.
So which country have you visited?
I think I started in Dubai as a transit, mm-hmm. My first transit, and then from there I went to Egypt because it was not far away, mm-hmm. and I left Egypt to my first European city was Paris, and I only had a ticket to go to Paris, but then it was open-ended to go anywhere else I wanted for the mm-hmm. rest of the year. So I traveled, probably spent 2 months in France.
So you didn't plan
no.
where you go, you knew that you're going to Paris and then decide
yes.
there what you want to do next.
Yes, exactly, mm-hmm. where I wanted to travel, how long I would stay in each mm-hmm. place. So I didn't know where I was going until I got somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then I would typically stay about three nights. Mm-hmm. And then maybe 2 days before I would decide to the next destination. Mm-hmm. So I would just buy tickets along the way, like train or bus, mm-hmm. and travel through Europe, mostly Western Europe. Yeah, I traveled down and I flew to some places. But altogether, I did it for about it was 6 months in Europe, actually.
So yeah. How many countries have you count? How many
countries? I did. I counted, I think I did 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how long it took for you to travel?
I think it took about 6 months altogether.
Six months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, only staying a few days in mm-hmm. each place. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So which country you were impressed the most with?
The most was France. Mm-hmm. I stayed there 2 months, and then I traveled downwards to Spain. Mm-hmm. I spent about a month there. And then I went to Portugal. And then from Portugal, I think I flew around some of the other countries. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of all random. Mm-hmm. And depending on how I felt and how much energy I had at the time,
yeah,
I would decide what to do and where to go.
So would you go to tourist attractions, or you try to live life like a local?
It was definitely more like a bit of both, because I was couch surfing with someone local who mm-hmm. lived there. They would always hang out with me and bring me to all their local like favorite spots.
Yeah.
Which are usually not tourist places.
Yeah, yeah. That's which is good.
And the nice thing was they would a lot of times bring me to their family, like dinners mm. or lunch or.
So you've seen the real life.
That's what I wanted. That was yeah. the experience I wanted. So I got it.
Yeah. Cool. So you said it was 2018.
Yes.
You were already, you had...
Sorry, 2008.
I meant
2008.
How was your... You said you had a daughter?
Yes, my daughter. Yes, she was born in 2012. And yes, you were right. It's 2008. Mm. I was 10 years too. I missed it by 10 years.
So what was your biggest... outcome from this trip, or thought maybe, like, or maybe you learned something, or just enjoyed life?
I enjoyed life. I discovered a lot about myself, mm-hmm. That I crave adventure, mm-hmm. and things that are different from what I grew up with. I liked learning about other people, mm-hmm. and how they live, other cultures, the different foods, different family traditions. And I was just really curious that what was exposed to me, that can't be all what life is about. It has to be more.
Yeah. So now when you're a parent and you have a daughter, do you travel, or you did the big travel then, and so do you travel together with her, or you stay in Australia, around Australia? I know that there was a COVID and, you know, the restrictions and everything.
So the answer is yes. When she was very little, it was very hard, so I stayed mostly here. Mm-hmm. When she turned 6, I started traveling again with her together, mm-hmm. and I took her to Qatar, to Turkey, mm-hmm. We did a big Europe trip in June, July.
This year?
Yes, year. After COVID, I decided to do my big trip since the last, because I hadn't been back since 2008. Mm-hmm. And I took her to France, and we went to Amsterdam. We stopped in Lille, which I hadn't been before, even though I've been to Paris before many times. Mm-hmm. And on the way, we went to South Korea as well. So it was a big adventure for us. We spent a month traveling together.
Did she like it?
It was amazing. We both loved it. Mm. It was a really good experience.
And it's a good quality time, mom and daughter.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I hadn't been there in summer. So my last trip was in winter time.
Yeah, perfect.
So it's very different.
That's good. So anything else we have? I didn't count if we have 10 facts about yourself. Anything else you want? Do you have any pets or?
Oh, okay. Yes, we do. We have a cat. His name is Frodo. He's a kind of a senior cat now.
Senior.
He's old man. He's going to be, he's going to be 13 years old. So he's an old man cat. Yeah. And yeah, I've had him since he was a kitten, and my daughter and I love him to bits.
It's like a family member.
My first child, actually. Oh, yeah. My first child, yeah.
So it was before your daughter.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. So let's move to... So is I understand that you have passion for traveling?
Yes.
Any other passions?
I do read a lot. During COVID, the year that we were in lockdown, I read 40 books in that year. To me, that's a lot, because on average, I read about 20 books a year. Mm. But that year, I read 40 books.
So what kind of books you like? Is it like a fiction or history or...?
I really love autobiographies, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, started. I like to read not just anyone's autobiography, but, you know, people I find interesting. Mm-hmm. I love science fiction and fantasy fiction kind of mm-hmm. books. Yeah, so current and in dystopian kind of story. So that's what I'm reading at the moment.
Interesting. Okay, perfect. So let's move to the aging and body image questions. And my next question is, what does aging mean to you at this moment of your life?
I'm not really sure, because sometimes I don't feel like I am aging. Physically, I feel when I compare pictures of myself from, say, 10 years ago, I don't really see a huge difference. I guess in terms of life, is when I compare myself to other people, I feel like I'm falling behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are buying houses, or they got married. Some people get married, they get divorced, and they get married again. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm still in the same place despite aging. So I kind of feel like my body's aging, but I'm kind of stuck in the same place, I guess.
At your 35, at the age of 35, which is good.
Or 25 even, yeah.
25.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but if your body could talk, what do you think it would tell you or ask you?
Oh, my body would say thank you for looking after me so well.
Mm-hmm.
I think COVID, I know it was a struggle for a lot of people, but I started exercising a lot during COVID time.
Mm-hmm. What did you just go to the gym, or just heavy lifting, or?
When we were all stuck at home, because I couldn't work, I started doing home workouts because that started kind of being very popular on YouTube at the start of COVID. So I started doing that. Before that, I would go to the gym just once a week. And when COVID started, I started exercising every day.
Wow.
And that was in 2020. And I guess after lockdown was finished, I continued because it gave me a sense of purpose every day, mm-hmm. even if I wasn't working or I had not much on that day. Doing a workout in the morning made me feel like I accomplished something. So as time went by, now it's 2023, I started doing strength training.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think my body would say thank you for looking after it like very well with exercising.
If you could go back to any age, what age it would be and why? And also, what advice would you give yourself at that age?
What did I like about myself at that age?
No, if you could go anywhere, like at any age, where would you go? At what age you would like to go back? And what would you say to yourself at that age? Or maybe advice. Give advice.
I should have prepared for these questions, haven't you? Anyway, very philosophical questions. I think I would go back to when I was 30, mm-hmm. and I was doing my solo traveling trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell myself to really enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
You know, savor those moments. We don't know what would be in store for us in the next 15 years. Life would be, you know, would be very challenging many times, and to really be happy at that time.
So let's move to body image questions. And my first question here is, what do you think are the main causes of body image issues?
I would say social media,
mm-hmm.
Is a big one. There's so easy to compare yourself to what you see online.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of those photos are manufactured, either curated, but everyone has a compulsive urge to look and compare and make themselves feel not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But on the first place, why do you think it the social media has such a huge influence? Like if we were, probably maybe we have it somewhere inside us that social media triggers, or what do you think about that?
Maybe it's human nature to compare ourselves to society.
Or to others, yeah.
Yes, or to think, what are we doing that's different from everyone else?
And how do you think the negative body image can affect the relationship? In what way?
In extremely damaging, destructive ways. I just came out of a relationship and the other person had terrible body image issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it made the relationship deteriorate because everything I did or said somehow triggered that feeling
of insecurity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in the end, it didn't work out because that person needed to fix what was inside.
Mm.
And just, yeah, interacting with another person intimately just brought out all the negative feelings.
Yeah.
I can say firsthand, I've experienced it, the negative body image problems.
If you have, from time to time, any insecurities about your body, so how do you overcome them? So what's your go-to method? And has it changed with age?
I don't think it's changed with age. My go-to methods, I think... I think I try to escape from it, and maybe that's why I like to travel so much, because mm-hmm. it gives my mind something else to focus on positively
mm-hmm.
instead of focusing on negative things. And I know that traveling and meeting people and seeing new cultures is exciting to me, and it gives me a lot of positive feelings. So at the end of the day, the positive feeling would override any negative feeling. But I would say that I never had a negative body image of myself,
mm-hmm.
not in a destructive way.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So your way is not like to switch to something else which gives you pleasure, like nice interactions or nice emotions, and not to get into the negative thinking about something which is not your main issue. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Mm. So we talk about like how you bring yourself in body in shape. You said that you do exercise.
Yes.
And my last question is, do you have any favorite saying or quote about being a woman? Or maybe your own thought. What is it to be a woman?
There's a quote I've seen online, and the quote is, we can do hard things. And I think that's my favorite quote for women, is we're strong and we can do hard things.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. And I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day in your photo shoot.
Thank you, Alex.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.